You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trinaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 143. The transformation starts within. Thank you for tuning in. In today's episode, we're going to have a discussion about the very important and very real role you play in your own transformation. The problem is that most people do not want to be responsible for themselves. But in order for you to move into higher vibrations, you must take full responsibility, not only for your actions, but for your thoughts as well. As a natural health practitioner, what I ran into time and time again was people who did not feel comfortable taking their own health into their hands. I have to be honest with you. This is the only way you are going to change your health and your life. You must take full responsibility for what you are creating. No doctor can heal you. Your body and mind do that. And when you feel better after going to visit a doctor, it's because of the belief that you will. It's called the placebo effect. Some people start to feel better even if they haven't taken any medication yet. And studies show that most medications work on the placebo effect because sugar pills have the same result as so-called real drugs. It's the simple belief that you'll feel better after you see a doctor or take a pill, that your mind causes you to do so. We must realize that true healing begins within your mind and your body. The mind is a very powerful and potent force. You possess the power to heal yourself from anything, but you have to believe in your own power. You have to educate yourself on how the body heals and what foods and drinks are best for you to consume to bring health and balance back into your body. So if your physical health is dependent on you becoming responsible for what you eat and drink and what kinds of exercise you participate in, then the same is true for your spiritual health. No priest or religious figurehead is responsible for your spiritual transformation. In fact, we have empowered these people just as much as we have the doctors. This is a false power. It is an illusion, and we've created it to feel safer and to avoid taking responsibility for our own lives. Now, I'm not telling you to stop seeing your doctor, but what I am telling you is that you have to start taking control of your own health and for you to start being responsible for your life in every way. Educate yourself on the poisonous side effects of those drugs and treatments, and then ask yourself if you're getting any better. Or have things become worse since you started taking the medications? You have to be honest with yourself. Now, I realize that it's scary to start taking control of your own health, but it's absolutely necessary. It's only scary because you lack the knowledge of what to do for yourself. But the only way to battle that fear is to educate yourself. You must take the time to research natural remedies if you suffer any condition. It's the only way you are truly going to have a chance at true health, returning to your body and mind. I've been in the natural health field since I was 19 years old, and it's been almost 30 years now. So I know what I'm talking about. I've seen it time and time again. You must rid yourself of ignorance because that ignorance binds you to fear, and the fear restricts you and causes you to depend on others for your own well-being. And those people take advantage of your fear and use it for their own financial gain. That's what it becomes, a business that makes huge profits at the expense of your health and well-being. But it's up to you to change that. You must know that your life is affected in every way by every decision you make. You are the key to your own transformation. You have to make a conscious decision that you are ready and willing to do the work that will lead to your own self-empowerment. This will start your personal awakening. You must eliminate the false gods that you've created in your life. And when I say that, I'm speaking of the people that you've given power over you. You must take the reins of your life back and reconnect to source. This is your empowerment because it's who you are. You are a divine being, and you must reconnect to your source. It is only through this connection that you can unlock the wisdom that is needed to bring balance and healing back into your life. Stop giving your power away to others because they are only manipulating and using you. Choose to be free from the bondage of ignorance and the illusions that keep you trapped and bound to a reality that you don't even want to participate in. It's a reality that takes your power away and makes you dependent on others for the things that only you can truly give yourself. You must reclaim your life. So why are we experiencing this kind of reality that doesn't benefit us? It's because we've agreed to it. Spirit says that we are all having a mass hallucination that we all have agreed to have. But why did we agree to create such an unhealthy reality? And why would we do this to ourselves? Spirit says that it's the way that we have chosen to learn a very valuable lesson. Well, if you've read my book, then you know that we've discussed this on a personal level. We have come into an agreement with other beings before incarnating on this planet to give our power away to them. And they would in turn abuse us because it's the only way that we'll learn the lesson that giving our power away to others is not the solution. We must change our own reality. We cannot be lazy or we will suffer the consequences of our own laziness. The key to turning this whole thing around is each one of us awakening and taking our power back. We must remember that just as we chose to forget who we are, in any moment we can choose to remember. We must educate ourselves on how to do that. We are the individual cells in the body of humanity, and we must overcome the virulent virus of forgetting. The symptoms of this virus manifest as self-hatred and ignorance. But once one cell remembers and learns how to defeat the virus, then that cell passes the information on to the others so that they can also do the same. This is why I started this podcast. I did it to help you awaken, to empower you with the knowledge to free yourself. This podcast is infused with information that if you apply it, it will transform your life and empower you. You will slowly regain your memory and start to believe in yourself again. You will begin to see how you created all that you are experiencing at this time. And when you understand that, then it will raise your consciousness. And that's the key. In order for your awakening to begin, you must start to remove the fog of forgetting. You must be reminded of your greatness and the ability that you possess to transform your own life. No one can do it but you. You're the one who has to make the conscious choice to change the things in your life that are no longer serving you, that are no longer in your best interest. No one else can do this but you. Your personal transformation starts within, and then we will witness a worldwide transformation. People are beginning to rise up and remember who they are. Once we start to do the work within our own lives, then this energy of change will resonate throughout our planet. Transformation will manifest in our world, but it all starts with you. Be the change that you want to see in the world, literally. Until our next show, be love, peace, and good health.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe in it, believe in it.